Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is finally here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And the bye week always seems like it takes forever between Championship Sunday and Super Bowl Sunday to get to the actual game. And with the tragedy earlier in the week involving Kobe Bryant, I feel like this Super Bowl has, and rightfully so, been put on the back burner. But now we are at the point where you're feeling the heat. You know that the Super Bowl is upon us, and what a terrific matchup I think it will be between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. And I was thinking back because I like to think about the Super Bowls in years past and the lead up and the build up and what the talking points were going into each of those individual games. And I gotta say, folks, I think this is one of the more tougher Super Bowls to predict that I've seen in a long, long time. This is one of those games where I fully expect you are going to get as close to 50-50 action, regardless of what the emotional ties may be telling you. I'm just talking from a betting perspective, from an analyst perspective. I think you're going to find a lot of people on both sides here. You're going to find people rolling with Patrick Mahomes and rolling with the high-powered Kansas City offense. But then you're going to have a ton of people as well siding with the team in San Francisco, who I think you can argue has been the best team in the NFL all year, number one seed in the NFC, winning a bunch of pressurized games. You think about San Francisco winning at New Orleans, big game in December, winning at Seattle. What a crucial game that was for them. Week 17, it was the difference between being a one seed and being the number five seed. They took home field advantage throughout, and they have been dominant in their two playoff games. And I know the score might have been a little misleading in a Minnesota game. That game was never close. Minnesota got smoked every which way. We saw the exact same result, with the score being a little bit more lopsided. Regardless of what the final may have been, the game was over basically in the second quarter between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. And look, there's a reason why. The San Francisco 49ers have been dominant at the line of scrimmage, running the football with the emergence of Raheem Mostert, and on the defensive side of the ball with all of their pass rushers, disrupting and driving Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, and NFC quarterbacks crazy all season long. The Niners are going to be a handful to deal with. And you have all of that working in the Niners' favor. Better on both lines. More dominant around the postseason. But the great equalizer to that may be the brilliance of Patrick Mahomes. And I don't think there's getting around the simple fact that the best player in the NFL right now, the most electrifying player in the NFL, is Mahomes. He won the MVP last year. He had a record-setting season. This year, missed some time, but came back at the end of the year and got going. And you had a sense that things were on the side of the Kansas City Chiefs from a Juju standpoint. Two games. One, the game at New England. I remember this game well. Do you remember Tom Brady on like a 4th and 7, running for like a 20-yard gain, getting Gillette Stadium all fired up? When did the Patriots ever lose those sort of games? Well, they did in December to KC. That was gigantic from a Chiefs standpoint because what it allowed for is the drama that you had in Week 17. I do believe one of the main reasons why Kansas City found their way all the way to the Super Bowl is getting that first round bye. And going into Week 17, that appeared to be a long shot before Brian Flores and Ryan Fitzpatrick went into Gillette Stadium and stunned the New England Patriots, which all of a sudden then put the Patriots playing wild card weekend and had the Kansas City Chiefs feet up, resting up, relaxing, ready to rock and roll. So from a karma standpoint, a lot of that karma was on the side of the Chiefs throughout the regular season, surviving the Mahomes injury, the dramatic effect of beating the Patriots and then beating them out for the bye. And then you look at their two games in the postseason. Kansas City, who has had this reputation as a franchise, Andy Reid, who has had this reputation as a head coach for choking in big games, they had to go through not one, but two pretty significant comebacks. The comeback of all comebacks, which is one of the crazier turnarounds in a game that you're ever going to see, was the divisional round game against Houston, where 24-0 Texans turned into 28-24 Kansas City at the snap of a finger. The sort of run that basically you would expect to see in an NBA game. It was as wild and as chaotic as it gets. But let's not lose sight of what we saw in the AFC title game. Well, remember, the Kansas City Chiefs were down 10 points against the Tennessee team that went into New England and won. A Tennessee team that went into Baltimore against the MVP and Lamar Jackson and won. Chiefs found a way. And the main reason they've been finding a way is the brilliance of Patrick Mahomes. He is that special. You can pinpoint a lot of different advantages for San Francisco in this game. And I'm sure if you call and you make the argument to me throughout the show that you like the Niners here in this game, it's going to be very logical. It's going to be very reasonable. I know exactly where you're going. But if we're talking karma, that's on the side, I think, of the Chiefs. And if we're talking quarterback, no knock on Jimmy Garoppolo, but there's nobody in the sport right now who is better than Patrick Mahomes. I know some have made the comparison of the Niners-Dolphins Super Bowl. And I can say with certainty, I'm pretty confident that this isn't going to be Patrick Mahomes' last trip in the game. You never know, but you gave me an opportunity to wager on that right now, I wouldn't think twice. I would say that Patrick Mahomes is going to be back in this spot. Niners winning that game against Dan Marino, though, many moons ago with the better team. Dominated every which way. You go back to 2013 with Seattle and Denver, and I think we all remember that Super Bowl. That was a game in which Peyton Manning and the Broncos went in with the record-setting offense, and they got hit in the mouth early by the Seattle Seahawks. They never recovered in that game, and they got absolutely whooped. I don't get the sense we're going to have that sort of game. Why? Because as terrific as the Niners may be on that defensive line, they're vulnerable within the secondary. You can make plays on San Francisco down the field. That is the bread and butter of the Kansas City Chiefs. From Tyreek Hill to Hardman to Travis Kelce to Sammy Watkins, they got ways to beat you. But if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, you do not want to be down double figures in this game. You don't want to repeat of the Texans. You're not surviving. You don't want a repeat of even the Tennessee Titan game. Odds are you're not coming back down 10 because the Niners will have the game playing exactly into their hands. And the more and more you look at Super Bowl LIV, Super Bowl Live as I'm calling it now, as there'll be a whole lot of parties down in Live. I know I've said that about 5 times over the course of the week. I don't really care. Who's keeping score at home? I can't envision the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game if Patrick Mahomes is not off the charts. If you get a pedestrian effort out of Mahomes, I think the Niners are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win this game comfortably. This has got to be for Kansas City the moment in which Andy Reid gets to the top of the mountain because of the fact he has the most special and the most dynamic player in all of football. That, to me, is the recipe for Kansas City winning this game. And when you think about a legacy standpoint now, and that's the way it goes in the Super Bowl. Legacies are on the line. Andy Reid has accomplished a whole lot in 2+ decades in the NFL. Look at all the division titles in Philadelphia. Look at all the trips to the NFC title game. Look at that team he took to the Super Bowl. And now you look at what he's done with the Kansas City Chiefs. He has compiled a resume that, to me, is Hall of Fame worthy. His resume right now is exactly on par. In fact, it's better than the resume of Bill Cowher. Except there's one difference. Bill Cowher's won a Super Bowl. And it took Bill Cowher a long, long time to get one. And let's not forget, Bill Cowher was Andy Reid-like in conference championship games. He lost a ton of conference championship games. Lost the Super Bowl too. Got there that second time. Got over the hump. And I'm telling you right now, if Bill Cowher did not have that Super Bowl ring over the Seattle Seahawks, he's not in Canton, Ohio. No way, no how. But he won that game. The only thing that is missing from Andy Reid's resume is a Super Bowl victory. He's got the perfect quarterback to do it. He's got a quarterback that has pulled a massive rabbit out of the hat. He did so in the divisional round. Is that going to be the difference for the Chiefs? I think it's got to be. And if the Niners are going to win this game, it is going to be a similar blueprint to what they followed, I think, in owning the line of scrimmage. The difference to me in this game, though, is that everybody's going to look at San Francisco running the football at will against Minnesota and against the Green Bay Packers. And I think a lot of people are going to say, oh, that's how San Francisco is going to win this game. Run, 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 run. I don't see it that way. I think because Kansas City is going to be so mindful of stopping the run, there is an opportunity for Jimmy Garoppolo to make some plays. And I think you're going to see Kyle Shanahan come out early throwing the football. Whole lot of play action. Going to see a lot of stacked fronts. And there's going to be one-on-one coverage for Jimmy Garoppolo to go to work. This is such an evenly matched game because 1 through 53, the advantage belongs to the Niners. But if we're talking quarterback, it's an overwhelming advantage for the Chiefs. No knock on Jimmy G, but that's how special Patrick Mahomes is as a player. So for his first trip to the Super Bowl, is it going to be one to remember? Is it going to be on par with what we've seen throughout the postseason? Or is this a guy who's going to be looking at a massive humbling?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. TNCs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.